Hello, and welcome to the TranquilNet Cafe. How may I help? Oh, it's you. Back again, I see. Let me guess. Room 24? Again? Oh yeah, it's available. In fact, you're the only person I know who actually requests that particular room. Yeah, the special rate is still valid. Half off for anyone willing to spend the entire night. Still, I'm surprised you're willing to take us up on that offer. Most guests run away or request a room transfer halfway through the night. What? Are you some kind of masochist or something? Kidding. Here. Keycard's valid until 8 a.m. After that, you need to leave or pay for more time. Showers and laundry are down the hall to your left, food and drink are on the right, and there's a manga library in the main common area. You know the drill. Take care now. Have a good stay, weirdo. Well, look who's back. If it isn't my favorite little nerd, here for another night of fun, I see. Did you miss me that much? Mwah. Oh, don't act so innocent. I know how much guys like you love tall, tan, gyaru girls like me. Especially one with big tits and thick thighs. Why else would you have all those nasty porno mags full of big-breasted blonde bimbos stashed away in your backpack? Yeah, of course I've been going through your things while you've been asleep. What? Did you think you could hide things from me? You silly little dummy. Your face when you found out that this net cafe you've been staying at was being haunted by a caked-up gyaru ghost girl who loves to play with every scared little nerd that happens to stay in this room. Your face was priceless, you know. Though, normally guests who stay here run away and leave me or request a different room. After I play with them a little. Why do you think this room is so much cheaper than all the others in this cafe? But you came back night after night for almost a week now. Just admit it. You can't resist me, can you? I have you wrapped around my little finger, willing to do anything I say. Every night you stay here with me, you get a little more weaker, a little more submissive. A little more obedient, desperate even. Pretty soon, you'll never want to leave me. You'll just stay here with me in this tiny little room every single night. No, I'm not cursing you or draining your energy or any of that shit. In fact, I'm not doing anything to force you to stay here with me. No. You're just a sad little pervert who's practically begging for a girl like me to take complete control over you. And And who better to really put you in your place than a towering ghost girl who can crush your head in her massive, thick, with two C's thighs? Oh, what's the matter? Want me to leave you alone? All of a sudden you're too busy for me? Tell me, what's a nerd like you have to do that's so important? Got some new anime to watch? A new porn game to play? Or maybe, you need to translate a few more volumes of manga for your boss so you can use the money to pay for a few more nights here with me. Well, whatever the reason, it can wait. I want to play with you right now. And I always get what I want. So, stop making excuses and get over here. Nuh-uh. Don't try and struggle. You know there's no point in trying to resist me. No matter how hard you try to fight me, or no matter how badly you try and deny it, in the end, I'll always get what I want. 'Cause I'm bigger than you, stronger than you, and I know that deep, deep, deep down, you want me to overpower you. You want me to take control over you. All of this resisting and fighting back, I know it's all for show. A little bit of play acting to get you in the mood. See? In the end, you always submit to me. You always give in. And then you cry out in pleasure as I play with this skinny little body of yours. I just love the cute moans you make when you get all flustered. You like me kissing and licking your face and neck? I love the way your face blushes. The way your whole body quivers each time you feel my lips on your skin. You pretend like you don't like it, but in the end, you practically beg me to use you like my personal little sex toy. Why even try to resist it, Why bother even pretending to act tough when you know that when it's all said and done, you're going to end up on the floor begging for more? Honestly, it's kind of annoying. Seriously, it's like totally gross and annoying when you try to be all strong or whatever, when you know you're not. You see, you're weak and pathetic. Lucky for you, I love that. I think it's kinda cute. Huh? What was that? You say you're not weak? Oh, you think you're tough all of a sudden, huh? You think you're all big and strong, don't you? And who exactly are you trying to convince with all this tough talk? Huh? I'm serious. Who are you trying to convince here? 'Cause it sure as hell ain't me. Oh, sure. You're like super tough when you wanna be, I'm sure. But right now, in my arms, you just look like a weak little puppy who can't even stop a pretty girl like me from doing whatever I want. to you. Or maybe you don't want me to stop. Maybe you want me to play with your soft, weak, pathetic little body while you just sit there and take it. After all, you already know you can't stop me. So, why bother even resisting? Why don't you just lay back and enjoy this? Do you like that? Do you like it when I stroke your hair? Or maybe you'd prefer to have me run them across your chest, huh? Tickle, tickle. Or down your thighs. Oh! Tickle, tickle. Or maybe right under your cute little chin. Tickle, tickle, tickle. Oh, you're quivering. Don't try and deny it. I can feel your body shaking in my lap. You're so cute. The way you gasp and moan, the way your body quivers. I just want you taste so good. So innocent. So sweet. Yum. Do you like the way my tongue dances across your face? My long, thick, snake-like tongue? Pretty cool, right? The jocks back in the day always talked about how badly they wanted me to give them a BJ. Ugh, disgusting, brain-dead gorillas. Here, let me show you something. I can clean your ears. Way around your neck if I wanted to. I'm kidding! That would be super ridiculous. But let me show you something I did for the girlies when I was alive instead. They all loved it. Always pestering me for more. Love them, but it was totally annoying. Look at me, look at me. Open your mouth. Such a little pervert. Oh, he went a little limp there for a second. Are you all right? Yeah? Your face is all flushed and you're twitching even more this time. Oh, it looks like your entire body is tingling. Even your... Oh! Are you feeling all tingly down there too? Oh, don't play dumb with me. I can see the way you're rubbing your thighs together. You really are pathetic, aren't you? Imagine getting all hot and bothered after having a ghost girl ram her tongue down your throat. Most people would run away and never come back after being treated like that. But not you, huh? No. You're something special, aren't you? A masochistic little loser who likes being abused. By me. So, can I touch it? What do you mean by touch what? I'm talking about that special place right between your legs, dummy. After all, I'm the one who made you feel all hot and bothered. I bet you're all bent up, just begging for some relief. I could give you that, you know. I could make you feel so good, better than you ever felt before. All you have to do is touch it a little. Just a little rub would be enough to set you off. After all, a pathetic little loser like you certainly couldn't last very long. I wouldn't even have to use my whole hand. Two fingers should be enough. Oh, or maybe just one. Finger, rubbing against the tip, just a few times, while I whisper in your ear, while I call you a sad, pathetic loser, while I remind you how sad and helpless you really are. That's all you need. That's all you deserve. All I have to do is touch you a little in order to set you off. To have you panting and moaning and making a mess all over the floor of this tiny little room. And then I'll giggle and laugh as your body goes limp. As you fall into my arms and you snuggle up close to me for the rest of the night. All because of one little finger. See? Do you feel it? Do you feel me rubbing you down there? Rub, rub, rub. Rub, rub, rub. Rub, rub. Oh! Did you just come in my hand? Isn't that just pathetic? I can't believe you really... And so quick! You really are a virgin, aren't you? Oh, don't be sad, it's okay. I'm right here. Come here. Cuddle up alongside me. Yeah, right here, where it's nice and safe and warm. Aw, that's it. Very good, very good, very good. Does it feel that good to have my huge body pressed against yours? I bet you feel all nice and cozy wrapped in my arms. Unable to escape. Unable to break free. Trapped for as long as I want. But you like it, don't you? Because you know this is where you belong. This is where a weak, pathetic otaku like you is meant to be. Wrapped Mm-hmm. I'll take good care of you. I'll keep you safe. I'll keep you warm. I'll make you feel so good. And all you have to do is give in. Just admit that you want it. Just admit that you need it. Admit that you need me. You need me to keep you safe every night. My arms wrapped around you, my body pressed against you, that makes you squirm and wriggle around like a pathetic little worm. So gross. But you love it. You love that I make you feel so weak. So, just admit it. After all, why else would you come back here every night? There are plenty of other places you can stay for the night. Other hotels, other net cafes. But why do you keep coming back here to this one? It's not just because this place is the only one that has the kind of manga you like. Mm-mm. And it's not because your favorite bowl of cheese gyudon. No. You keep coming here because you know I'm here. You keep coming back because I give you what you want. I cuddle you. I whisper in your ear. And you love that I make you feel so small, so insignificant, because I'm the only one in the whole wide world who takes the time to notice a pathetic little worm like you. It's true, isn't it? All the other people in this town, the men, the women, even girls like me when I was alive, they walk right past you and don't even acknowledge you exist. They look right through you as if you were nothing. Because to them, you are nothing. Just another sad, boring face in a sea of sad, boring faces. But to me, you are so much more. Sure, I think you're sad and boring and weak. Empathetic, and a complete loser, and... Oh, sorry. I got carried away there for a sec. But I also think that you're actually really, really, really cute. You're like a little puppy that's been abandoned in the street. So innocent, pitiful, and alone. Just begging for someone to scoop you up and give you a home. And now, you have one. Are you? OMG, are you getting hard again? You nasty little gooner, you really can't resist me, can you? Just look at yourself. Your cock is so hard for me. And the head of your cock is leaking tiny drops of pre-cum. Tasty, tasty drops of pre-cum. In fact, delicious. You're twitching. You look so helpless. That's almost sad. Almost. I know I should pity you for being such a pathetic loser, but the truth is, seeing you lay here, completely at my mercy, as this cute little cock of yours gets nice and hard for me, it really makes my pussy wet. Open your mouth. Mm. Enough foreplay. I have to fuck you. What do you think you're... Oh, I get it now. Are you trying to fight back again? Oh my, what a big, strong man you are. Trying so hard to fight back against an innocent, weak girl. Come on. As if. Let's see just how tough you are then, shall we? Oh, what's the matter? I thought you were strong. Surely you can overpower a weak little girl like me. Unless it turns out that you were never very strong to begin with, huh? Maybe you really are just a pathetic loser who can't even fight off a small, weak girl. Maybe, deep down, you want me to take control, is that it? Do you want me to take complete control and completely dominate you? Oh, no! You can shake your head all you want, but the one that's twitching and throbbing between your legs is practically begging for it. Oh, look, it's saying, please fuck me, make me your bitch. Well, if you really want me to stop, then go ahead, try and stop me as I lower my pussy right down on your cock. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's what I want to feel. You're cocked deep inside my pussy. You're a pathetic otaku cock. Feels so good in my gyaru cunt. I may be a ghost, but my pussy feels just as good as any other girl. In fact, it might feel even better than any of those living sluts. Not that you would know anything about that. Wait, I just remembered. You're a virgin, right? Oh my god, you just lost your virginity to a ghost, didn't you? Oh, that's hilarious. A ghost girl stole your virginity and there was nothing you could do to stop her. How pathetic. But hey, look, it's not like it's too late. I mean, when you think about it, doesn't it really count if you don't come? Does it? All you have to do is resist the urge to come inside me, and you'll be fine. Just hold out until I come on your cock. Then I'll slip right off you and just disappear. In fact, I'll do you one better. If you can resist coming inside of me, I promise I'll never bother you ever again. You can get rid of me forever. All you have to do is not come in my hot, wet, tight pussy. But if you fail, if I milk the cum out of your balls and force you to spill your seed deep inside of me, then you'll have to admit you love me. Not only that, you'll have to promise to stay with me and become my little plaything every night. Oh, what's wrong? Didn't you want to prove to me how tough you are? Prove to me what a big, strong man you are, and resist the urge to dump your load deep inside my ghost girl pussy. Just try not to think about how good my pussy feels. Try not to think about how wet it is, how warm it is, how tightly it wraps around your cock. Oh, did I forget to mention? I can control my pussy muscles just like I did with my tongue. Can you feel it? Can you feel my pussy stimulating your entire cock all at once? Gripping and milking your dick, dominating you until you'll have no choice but to give in and shoot your load deep in my womb. Imagine how good it would feel to just give in and come in me. I bet it would feel amazing. It would feel incredible. It would feel just like this. Take it. I'm gonna come soon. Oh, don't give up now. You're so close to winning. Hold out a little longer. And whatever you do, don't think about my pussy. Don't think about my huge ass bouncing on your cock. Don't think of my thick thighs squeezing you, forcing you to come deep inside of me. Just don't think about it. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. Looks like you just came. You came deep inside of me. You filled my entire womb with your cum. I guess in the end, you couldn't resist me, could you? You couldn't help but give in to me, to give me everything, even your virginity, to your new, powerful Gyaru ghost girlfriend. You belong to me now. You know that, don't you? Nah, you stay with me. I'll give you the home that you've been searching for. Just admit that you love me. Just tell me that you want to stay with me. And I promise I'll never leave you. I'll keep you all to myself forever. Oh, relax, you dummy. I didn't mean it like that. I'm not going to, like, trap you here or anything. You're free to come and go as you like. You can go out, go to work, do whatever a nerd like you does when they aren't locked away in their room reading manga and touching themselves to porno mags. But you have to promise me that you'll come back to me. Every night, you'll come back here and back to me. That way, I can cuddle with you, play with you, and have you all to myself. All night, every night, for as long as you live. What was that? Say it again. Louder, I can't hear you. Oh, so you do like it when I snuggle up against you. And when I touch you all over. You like it when I call you a weak, pathetic little worm. And you want me to keep you like this every single night? Oh, finally! I knew it! I knew you liked it! I had you pegged the moment I saw you. I knew you were a weirdo who was just begging for a big, strong girl like me to put you in your place. You promised to stay with me every single night? And you won't run away or try to avoid me, right? Good. That's so good to hear. And you better make sure you keep your promise. Because if you don't, if you try to run away. If you try to find another place to sleep one night, or find another girl, some stupid bimbo slut, I won't be happy. No, I won't. I'll be very upset with you. And I will go looking for you. Mm-hmm. Yes, I will. And when I find you, I will drag you back here, back to this room, and I will never let you go. And then you really will be trapped here with me forever. But you don't have to worry about all of that, do you? Mm-mm-mm. Because you're never going to leave me. You'll always come back to me every single night. You'll let me do whatever I want to you. And every day, you'll be free to do whatever you like. All you have to do is keep your promise. And everything will be all right. You will keep your promise, right?
Right?
Good. Then there won't be any problems. Now, come here, come here. That's it. Mm-hmm. You're all mine.